Tamon Bradley, WGN-TV political reporter in Cleveland. And what can you tell us that we didn't see on television last night? Good morning, Tamon. How you doing?
Well, if you actually, I'm doing well, Bob. If you actually finished the debate, I think you saw it all. What more is there to see or say, frankly, right? It was argumentative. It was testy. It was unstatesmanlike. Yeah. I would say that it was sad exclamation mark, as Mr. Trump likes to tweet.
Yeah, not a model of decorum for our kids to see. Were there a lot of folks mingling around the debate scene last night?
Bob, everybody keeps asking me that. People want to know, how did the folks in Cleveland, this battleground state, feel about this? And the honest to goodness truth is when I'm putting the story together, I don't get to talk to a whole lot of people. But the folks I did see, they were thinking about the Cleveland Indians and how poorly they played last night.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. That really doesn't.
And, you know, people's lives go on, right? Like, was anyone really surprised? Like, what we saw last night was in character for President Trump and kind of how we've all felt and what we've seen over the past 4 years. As for Joe Biden, you know, maybe you've left wondering, could he maintain his train of thought? But also maybe you were fired up thinking that he stood up to President Trump.
It did go 15 rounds, that's for sure. And I have a little clip here. Let's listen to Chris Wallace trying to get control.
In that segment, you each are going to have two uninterrupted moments. In those two interrupted minutes, Mr. President, you can say anything you want. I'm going to ask a question about race, but if you want to answer about something else, go ahead. But I think that the country would be better served if we allowed both people to speak with fewer interruptions. I'm appealing to you, sir, to do that.
Well, and him too.
Well, frankly, you've been doing more interrupting
than he
has.
That's all right, but he does plenty.
Well, less than, sir, less than,
plenty.
No, less than you have.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what? I think Chris Wallace is getting as much commentary morning after as Donald Trump and Joe Biden. But I think you asked me yesterday if I would like to moderate, and I said no, even before the circus last night. What did you think?
How do you feel about the decision this morning?
Well, yeah, I'm glad nobody asked me. Let's put it that way.
I mean, I'm not going to pick on him. I mean, he tried to rein them in. He tried to remind them of the rules. He at one point said, "Hey, do you want to switch places with me, Mr. President?"
Mm-hmm.
And the president just kept interrupting, would not let Biden finish what he wanted to say. And it's funny, the president had good lines, like saying that I've done more in 47 months than you've done in 47 years. That's a great political line, as political lines go. But it's just drowned out if you're interrupting every 5 seconds, if you're, you know, not being gentlemanly and allowing your opponent to speak.
A number of people have raised the question, well, why couldn't they just shut off a microphone? Why couldn't Chris Wallace have control? But some people think that the candidates would not have gone for that, that maybe it was presented to the commission ahead of time that the moderator would control the microphones, and they didn't want that. For whatever reason, Chris Wallace didn't have that switch, but maybe they should have one for debates 2 and 3. What do you think?
That would be the way to go. And there's a lot of talk about rethinking how to do debates 2 and 3. Will there even be debates 2 and 3? But I can tell you that there are months of negotiation between the campaigns and the Commission on Presidential Debates. And I'm sure in the actual rules that they were signed that are secret, that are, you know, not fully disclosed to us, that there was no button to turn off the microphones. Maybe there will be for every presidential debate going forward.
Yeah. So as far as what you saw in and around the city yesterday and what's going on this morning, you say people are more interested in baseball, huh?
Well, you know, I say that in jest. I think people are just exasperated. I think people are tired. I mean, that's this reflected kind of the state of where our politics are, where they have been. We've been on this trajectory for a long time. I'm thinking of the second presidential debate in 2012, where Barack Obama and Mitt Romney seemed to be at each other's throat. But it was nothing like last night. This was that event on steroids. I mean, imagine telling the president to shut up, as Joe Biden did, calling him a clown, a liar, a racist.
Mm-hmm.
It's extraordinary.
Well, the Nielsen ratings will be out by early afternoon, and it probably was a blockbuster hit. I'm not sure if debates 2 and 3 will be, but everybody was watching last night, weren't they?
And I bet people turned it off. I really do. I mean, about an hour in, I mean, what more was there to see? I mean, you know, I don't think it reflected what's going on in this country, right? 200,000 people dead from the coronavirus, racial unrest. You didn't see these issues necessarily addressed and talked about in a thoughtful way. It was just something just to incite you and rile you up, and I don't think that's kind of what people wanted. You saw so many people say, I'm not going to tweet during this debate. I'm just going to take it in. I'm going to absorb it. And I think people went in with that attitude. And boy, I wonder how they felt afterwards.
Yeah, we have to check before the 7 o'clock news, which will be on from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, if the president has tweeted yet. So far, I don't think so, but I'm sure we'll get something, won't we?
I mean, look, he needs a good night's rest. I mean, he was pretty busy for 90 minutes.
I don't think he sleeps.
Sleep and less noise.
I don't think he sleeps. You know,
doesn't seem like
that's the mystery. He doesn't sleep. From all reports, his diet is not healthy. He doesn't really exercise except for a little golf, and he has boundless energy. Go figure.
Sounds like many of us, I would say.
Well, you know, I think that's what can happen if you don't smoke or drink, maybe. I don't know. Tamon Bradley, WGN-TV News. Appreciate the reporting, Tamon. You heading home now?
Yes. Time for me to get the heck out of here and cheer on the White Sox, bud.
Okay, there you go. And we'll talk to you, I'm sure, around the next debate. Thanks for the update.
I can't wait. You bet.